Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trubisky now motions to the left. Cohen will take the snap from a straight T formation. Third and one. Snap to Cohen. Takes the handoff. Fumbles it. It's up for grabs. And I believe Green Bay's got it. More arrogance by Matt Nagy. A Dean trick Lowry. Play. Oh, all the tricks in the world. And they're foiling the Bears now. Dean Lowry makes the fumble recovery. Now if they could just take it and shove it up you know where. Wow. Yes, indeed. If the Packers can make him pay on this.
Oh, God. That's great. That is the voice of Wayne Larrabee, Packers Radio Network. This is McNeil and Parkins on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Our conversation with Wayne, brought to you by the CBS Sports Classic. Tickets are still available for Saturday's CBS Sports Classic, featuring four of the winningest programs in college basketball history. Head to the United Center to see Ohio State battle UCLA, followed by North Carolina taking on Kentucky. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com today. Wayne Larrabee, former Bear, Bull, radio broadcaster, play-by-play guy. Now, of course, the Packers play-by-play voice joins us on the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce. How's it going, Wayne?
Do I get any tickets for that basketball tournament? Are any of those teams going to be any good this year that are playing at the United Center there?
Yeah, I mean, you got some top 15 teams, but I don't know. I have no idea.
Wayne,
yeah.
Great to have you on board. Thanks for giving us some time on the spur of the moment. I did not hear about this yesterday, but we played that clip a few times. And boy, do you have Bears fans jumping. Apparently, Matt Nagy has offended your football sensibilities, my friend.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I'm sure he has. But, you know, what are you doing with running plays like that when you got a defense in control of a game and you're about to, you know, it just, you know, these coaches sometimes overthink it, in my opinion, but some of those decisions gave the Packers a chance, in fact, to tie the game on one of them. And, you know, had they been able to get something going there, could have changed the complexion of the game.
What about it did you find arrogant?
I mean, the calls, just, you know, where he was doing it, when he was doing it, during the game. I mean, why would he do that when he's got, you know, a defense that's in total complete control?
Are you referring to the fake punt, Wayne, in that case?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think absolutely. A lot of Bears fans agree with you. When your defense is playing as well as it's playing, why cut the field in half?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you put the Packers back? I mean, you pinned them down to the 2-yard line earlier, you know? Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you just punt there? And, you know, but again, Nagy's the same guy who was calling plays for Andy Reid in Kansas City last year when the Chiefs blew a 21-point lead in Arrowhead to Tennessee. You know, he kept calling pass after pass. Tennessee jumped right back into the game and won it.
Yeah, but he's also the guy this year that's taken a last-place team and put him in first place and has him as a top 7 or 8 scoring team in the league with clearly not a top 7 or 8 quarterback.
Well, and clearly with 7 players besides offensive players, what, 7 touchdowns scored by that defense?
Correct.
The defense is why they're where they're at. Let's not kid ourselves.
So you're not a believer in what Matt Nagy's done this year?
Oh, no, no. I think Matt Nagy's done a nice job this year. But I think some of these offensive coaches like Matt Nagy and, Sean McVay in L.A., they get a little caught up in themselves. You know, I know the Tribune did a big spread on all the gadget plays and all that stuff, and I'm sure Matt was pumped up going into the game yesterday. But, you know, I think, you got a great defense. Why screw it up?
See, I'm just curious, like, because you saw Mike McCarthy for a decade, and there was not a lot of creativity there. And what Matt Nagy is saying is, we're going to be creative. Sometimes they'll work, sometimes they won't, but that's who we are. And so I think you can be too vanilla on the other side of the spectrum also.
Yeah, but I don't think McCarthy was always too vanilla. I mean, you know, they were at New England one night, and, you know, they decided, hey, without Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, we're going to decline the toss. We're going to onside kick. We're going to recover it. We're going to score. And we're going to control the tempo of the game. And they did just that back in 2010. So I think some of the things guys are doing now offensively, they're fun to look at. I mean, what, the other week he had three defensive linemen in the game or something, and he threw the football to an offensive lineman on Bradley Sole in the end zone. That was fun. That was kind of creative. That was neat, but that was different. That was a different situation than what he was doing in the game at midfield with a fake punt.
The fake punt, I'm going to agree with you on that one, Wayne. In terms of what Tariq Cohen did when they come and run Wildcat, call me crazy. I always have preferred quarterbacks doing quarterback things. And Cohen said after the game, too, man, that play moves real fast. Mitch has got no time to make that decision. It's like, yeah, it's a lot different on Sundays than it is when you do it on Wednesdays. But I would define it, and I'm not a huge fan of it, but I would define it more as occasionally reckless than I would arrogant. But you're standing by arrogant with Matt Nagy.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it just struck me as arrogant, you know, during that game yesterday. But I guess it could be just what you said, maybe.
you don't seem too moved by it.
I haven't heard Wayne this pissed since Bob McElwee couldn't figure out how to get the microphone to work on his belt.
No, you know, it's hey, listen, they deserve it. They had a great season, and they deserve the division. I mean, they're the best team in the division, in my opinion. And, you know, that defense is the best in the league. I know it ranks, what, third in points or third in yards or whatever, but overall, nobody's got a defense that's playing at that level right now in the NFL, in my opinion.
Do you think the Bears are going to be a sustainable success?
Oh, I think so, without a doubt. With that defense and the young players they have, and Trubisky, to me, looks better and better at quarterback. I know he had a rough stretch since he came back from his injury, but you know, boy, the speed of that guy, he really has speed at the quarterback position. And, you know, he got out of a couple of potential sacks yesterday that were really impressive. And, you know, I think they've got a good young team. They can sustain that, no question about it. And understand something about this, defense travels. And, you know, a lot of people are sitting back and saying, well, they may be a year away from really making that Super Bowl run, but who's to say they can't do it this year? I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's really that good in the NFC? And you know, that defense will travel. If they have to go to L.A. and play, that they defense will travel. It will travel into the Superdome in New Orleans as well.
Especially with that coach of the year, Matt Nagy, calling the plays.
Yeah, of course. Let me tell you, he'll get out of the way. He'll be okay in the playoffs.
He'll get out of the way. He is relentless. I love it, Wayne. He'll get out of the way. That's classic.
You would say that was a dagger into the Packers season yesterday, right, Wayne? That's what you would call that?
Well, I guess.
You guess that's what you would call that. Okay. Oh, God. You won't root for the Bears now that the Packers are eliminated, will you?
You know what? I enjoy watching the Bears play because I enjoy great defense. I mean, I was around the best defense I've ever seen in the 85 Bears for one season. Actually, they were good for three or four seasons, but I like defense. I always have, and I appreciate watching a team that can play defense the way they do.
It has made a return to our NFL late in this season. Thank goodness. I was thinking we were going to be watching a Super Bowl with a final score somewhere in the 50s for both teams. It doesn't appear it's going to go that way.
You know, you're exactly right, Dan. You know, and just the last couple of weeks, we've seen some really stellar defensive performances in the league. And quite frankly, I'm happy to see that. I kind of like that.
Wayne, we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers leading up to the game, and he clearly wasn't himself against the Bears yesterday. What have you seen in terms of any sort of diminishing skill set there?
Well, I think yesterday the Bears had a lot to do with that. He was under pressure all day. The Packers have kind of a makeshift offensive line at the moment, especially the right side of the line where they're missing two starters, and the Bears were able to put some pressure on Rodgers. And, you know, the thing they did was they got him off his spots, you know what I mean? I know Aaron likes to roll off, but he likes to roll off certain areas, and they really did a good job of getting him off of those marks, and that forced some of those errant throws. But no, Aaron's had one of those years where the big plays haven't been as prominent, haven't been as, you know, occurring as often as they normally do. He had three receivers yesterday that he normally would have hit in stride, and that game could have been much different. That could have been a Packers win, but was unable to get the ball to Randall Cobb, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and, you know, Equanimeous St. Brown. All of them had their coverage beat, but Aaron was unable to deliver the ball you know, on rhythm, and he overthrew them by a large amount on those throws. And that was kind of, you know, that's not him. That's not normally what he does.
John Harbaugh a good fit for the 2019 Packers, Wayne?
I don't know. Is he available?
I have a feeling he might be.
As far as I know, he's got a job right now.
What do you think they're looking for in that void in terms of replacing McCarthy?
I think they'll probably it's hard to tell. I think they're open to any number of coaches out there. I think everybody talks about the young offensive hotshots like Sean McVay. I guess everybody in the world is looking for another Sean McVay or Matt Nagy, as you will, as you'd say in Chicago. But I think the Packers are open to considering any number of coaches, be it a guy with experience, be it a guy that's coming up from maybe the college ranks. I think that the net is cast pretty wide here, and I don't have a feel for what they're looking for. Is it a veteran coach? Is it an offensive coach? Is it a defensive coach? You know, I know they like the job Mike Pettine has done with that defense. They've had a lot of injuries on that side of the ball, and they hung in pretty well against the Bears yesterday, I thought. And, I know the Packers would like to see him continue, but, there will be a new head coach, and we'll have to see how that all plays out. But I don't have a feel for exactly, is it one type of guy they're looking for?
They should look for a young, arrogant, aggressive, progressive offensive head coach like a Matt Nagy. That's what they should do.
Well, you guys can have your fun because you won, and that's what it's all about. Elections have consequences, and so do games.
Thank you for being a good sport,
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Have a good day, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
See you.
That's Wayne Larrabee, voice of the Packers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.